This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Wanted to know if I was hearing things.
Depends on the day.
Yes, it does.
Absolutely. I just posted a picture of what I came home to being, and it was actually very nice. It was chilly in California the last 3 or 4 days, but quite pleasant in comparison to what I came home to last night. So I just posted a picture of my front door of the winter. Hello, it's winter. Right, the end of January, and there's snow on the ground, and the trees are beautiful because they have all that ice and, you know, the stuff that sticks, the heavy snow, and it sticks to the snow, the trees and whatever. It's just beautiful.
It's so pretty, yes. Like, especially the trees that don't have any leaves on them anymore.
Yeah,
and it hasn't been blown off, and it's serious. It was like a winter wonderland yesterday.
I'm going to take a picture of the studio window. Out of the studio window of the ice and the stuff that we're talking about. So I'll post that too.
I don't even know if you
think. Big time radio at its finest.
Mike, hey, photos are important because pics or didn't happen.
That's right. Okay, so here we are dealing with the new day and the new stories, and it's the same old stuff, but maybe in a different location. So Jay and I give a lot of thought to what we're going to lead with. When you talk about a new hour, a new segment, and how we're going to approach some of the issues that we talk about, things that matter, how do we decide what to lead with? Do we lead with love or do we lead with fear? Because that's pretty much those are our choices most of the time, right? Think about all the stuff that we have. And so my choice usually is to lead with love. And that would be something that we would consider good news. And here's maybe this is the neatest story of the day, the story of a 101-year-old woman who says the secret to keeping herself young and healthy includes daily ballet lessons. Her name is Dinky Flowers.
I love
what
that.
What a great name.
That is amazing.
Isn't it? One of the oldest women around, eager to offer her tips for a longevity. Excuse me. She said, I couldn't live without dancing, and I think that's what kept me young and happy. It sounds hard, but it's never too late to start. She apparently was a professional dancer, yeah.
If you aren't a professional dancer, we always hear that saying, use it or lose it. And it goes with muscles and mobility and keep doing it. Otherwise, you won't be able to.
She started dancing at the age of 3, and she still is teaching at a dance school. It's the Dinky Flowers Stage School. She loves dancing. She says, I'll always have it. She will. Right? As long as you can keep your body moving, that's how you keep your mind young. And if there's so many people who can learn from that, she said, the work that I've done has kept my body supple. She is the mother of one, and she says she will not stop dancing until they take me away in a box.
Good for you.
Yep. And Matt, by the way, the new thing is not to be taken away in a box, but to become compost. You know that, right? That's the new rage. Now people are looking into
this. I've heard composting. I've heard, like smash down really hard and become a record that actually will play your favorite song.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
That one.
All different kinds of
I have not heard.
Go to space.
Yeah, I have heard that one. Yeah. Send your ashes out into space. Right, exactly. Now, I haven't heard the other one, though. Wow, that's Smash.
It's kind of a cool one, right?
Isn't there a group called Smash Mouth?
Yeah,
you want to be
Smash Mouth?
Really?
Yeah, turning into a record.
Uh-huh.
It'll be a whole 20 track hit.
Well, speaking of that, the number of adults who are playing video games these days, last year, take a guess, Jay, at how much the video gaming industry was worth in terms of the, what do they call it, gross domestic product. How much money did Americans spend last year on the video game industry? Just take a guess.
Oh, I believe a whole lot, especially after the pandemic shut everything down, and that was how
right.
a lot of people were spending time. And with the way video games are today, it's you can connect with people. It's almost like having a FaceTime or a phone call with people.
$200 billion were spent last year in the video gaming industry. So you think this is a big, more money was spent on video games than music, books, sports. There are hundreds of thousands of people in our country who make their living making these games in some way, shape, or form, involving the production, the ideas. But it's big, like the movie industry. We think, okay, that's really creative, writing books. Yep. No, this business is requiring more of our population to be creative. And for me, who is a non-gamer, and my children didn't grow up around games. I think you and I have talked about this before. I don't know how much, though I don't remember how much you and your sister played these video games.
My sister, not so much. We had Nintendo growing up and Super Nintendo and stuff, but that was part of a bedtime routine. My mom and I, we would play this Nintendo game called Bubble Bobble, and it was basically these two little dinosaurs that would blow bubbles at things and capture them, and then you jumped on them and popped. And we had a blast doing it.
So is she doing that, or are you doing that with Mac, or is he too young?
No, yeah, we don't. He doesn't play any video games.
Well, we don't have any exposure. Matter of fact, when I was taking the picture, the video that you saw posted at both my personal and on the Good Day the Good Day Facebook page, facebook.com/DougStefaner/Good Day. That's him looking. He's looking at the video, and his mother, he grabs, when we have FaceTime, he grabs the whatever the video mechanism is, and he sticks his nose right into it. So his mother is taking it away from him because she doesn't want him. As a matter of fact, she said the other night, I don't really want him to look at this. And I get it, because I've been the apostle of that with Megan and Brendan. Excuse me, they never had that stuff. And Megan knows that I have been very focused. If you're under 3 years of age, you have no business exposing your children to any of this stuff. And now you and I have had that conversation because you have something. And I don't know if there's something different. Some of those bigger plastic thingamabubbers that you were talking to me about a couple of weeks ago, I saw one of those on the plane, as a matter of fact, a youngster. Probably about the same age as Mac, I think, maybe a little bit older, but occupied with that. And I don't know what's right or wrong. It's not my business to judge. I just know what I felt strongly about and what I shared with my own family and children. It's none of my business what other people do, and I wouldn't be judgmental about it. I just think that the overwhelming information that's out there suggests that youngsters who are under the age of three ought not to have much exposure
to
this sort of thing.
Under the age of two.
Under the age of two, is it now?
It should be minimized to 2 hours a day, which I'm first to admit that Mac, he has used my phone multiple times, even before he was two. But I also think it comes down to parents being a part of it, using the phone with the child, monitoring what they are doing, and also still taking the phone away to go do other things. But remember what adults, notice what you are doing, because also if you are addicted to your own device, the children in your home are seeing that as well. And that's you're also modeling that behavior.
The lady I sat next to on the plane last night was a lawyer who was on her way to, she was on Angelina on her way to do some case, and we were talking about the devices and what it is, what do they mean to us, because I was cursing mine. I couldn't make the, I have an iPad, and I was on a plane that didn't have its own screen, so I'm using that, which, by the way, I used, coming back last night, I watched this new TV show, about the making of The Godfather. Have you seen that? It's fascinating.
No, I haven't.
Oh, my God. It's really, anybody who can see it, I forget, where maybe Apple Plus or one of the Paramount, one of the, you know, the other, not the main network things, but it's really, it's got a great cast, and you recognize most of them, and it's really a very interesting story about what actually happened to the producer and the writers, Mario Puzo and Francis Ford Coppola, and the guy who is the producer, and the people running the studios. It is fascinating. Really is. It's very good television, I think. Tells some a great story, which is what television or books or any of these things, podcasts, they all ought to tell good stories. That's what our job is here on the radio, to tell good stories. So let me just go back for a second and visit what we were talking about with regard to the gaming industry and where all of this stuff comes from. There's, as I said, it's a huge, huge business. Hundreds of Americans, hundreds of millions, actually, are engaging in the play of this. You know, there are games based on movies and games based on football and games. There are all kinds of games. I'm flabbergasted at what you can see. I took Miles. You saw a picture that I posted on Saturday night, I think it was. I took him to an arcade. Well, Wesley went. He loves to play putt-putt golf, so we went to play putt-putt golf. And part of this putt-putt place, they have an arcade inside. I haven't been in an arcade, God knows how long. I don't even remember. I think maybe he took Brendan there a few times when he was a kid. So Miles goes in, and the stimulation, these kids running around, jumping around. We actually did play a game, one of those tabletop things. Probably should have taken a picture of that because it was worth just the price of admission to watch me trying to play. And, of course, Miles beat me at whatever it was we were playing. But the fact that they're so stimulated, these kids, and that's part of the screen thing, but also, you know, all of these things that are in there that you can do with your time that stimulate, if not, it's overstimulation.
At least that's what, overload, yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. So anyway, part of the, it's part of what's around us, though, that's for sure. 18 after, this is Good Day.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.
Greece's Jeep.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Silver has
has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anyway, 23 FDR. How come I don't know the time? We do the same thing in the same portion of the... Like, hello, this is not different than it was yesterday or even the last hour. Social media is our focus. What is in the celebrity gossip department that's trending? So these, we could say, I could do a double entendre here. Rips from the headlines. See what
Ooh,
I'm doing there, Jay?
I see what you did there. Yes. That was good.
Kelly Ripa calling out her husband for not being very empathetic during the process of having children. Her husband's on All My Children, and she's obviously Kelly and Ripa.
Kelly
and
Ripa.
Kelly and Ryan.
Enough said.
Right, exactly. So this whole thing, this is probably a story better that you tell because you've been through this experience and I haven't. I was never in, well, that's not true. I was not in the operating room for my two children when they were born because you weren't allowed, parents weren't allowed back then to come in, or the fathers weren't allowed to come in until the baby was actually born. But I was in the maternity ward. When the lady that I was dating in this was 2005 had a baby. It wasn't mine, but I was in there and I held the baby first. And I remember her being completely out of it, like she was nothing going on with her. But what a feeling! And I couldn't imagine having this conversation that Kelly says she and her husband had, or apparently he was. Like not paying much attention, is that the story?
Yeah, no, it spurred a whole conversation online. There is a social media influencer and podcaster who had reposted a viral graphic asking, what is the one thing that your partner did, said, or brought to the hospital that really helped you through your birth experience? And Kelly Ripa chimed in with not exactly helpful things, but she recalled how Mark Consuelos had allegedly asked, do you mind if I eat? And at another time, he was like, I'm going to the batting cages since you're going to be here for a while. She didn't specify which of her children those comments were, but then it drew a lot of other people who were adding to the comments. Of one person said that her husband was apparently trying to tell her how to push correctly. Another one was in the middle of getting an epidural.
Yeah, like he knows.
Yeah. The other one was in the middle of getting an epidural, and the guy was bent over hugging her while she was getting the epidural, and then he leaned up, and he goes, oh, that hurt my back, like bending over just to hug her hurt his back. And other people just started chiming in with their other things. But, yeah, Kelly Ripa and her husband are hilarious. the way that they call each other out on things. And
they seem to be getting along well.
Yeah.
Right? They have a good good marriage. Apparently she had C-sections. She's so small. Right? How big were her children? Do you know offhand?
I do not know, but now they are 25. Michael, her oldest, 21, 25. Lola's 21. And then Joaquin is 19.
And she seems young to have children that old. Just as an observer on the from the outside looking in. Yeah. She looks younger and seems to act young. That's good. Nothing wrong with that. 51 is young, in fact. Okay, something else that's happening in New York City. The Broadway show MJ, the musical, Michael Jackson, the musical. Fans not happy because the understudies took over the show. What does it cost? A couple of $100 a piece for tickets to go see these things?
Yeah, about $200 for the tickets. And a lot of people, when you go to a show, you don't know that there's going to be an understudy. You find that out in the program where things are kind of like there's this little printout that becomes part of the program. But apparently everybody was out. The guy who plays Michael Jackson, Miles Frost, he was already out. He's been out for a little bit now because he's on vacation. But everybody else in the cast had, they were sick.
So why would they, unless this is a long-running show, why would people be on vacation when they're doing a show like this? I don't get that. Unless the show is going to go on like some of them do on Broadway for years and years.
Oh, all the leads get vacations because it's very taxing.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, doing that every night. Think about it that way, I guess. Okay. All right, so that's that update. 28 after the hour. This is Good Day.
Shrinkflation was bad enough. Now skimpflation? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. As the cereal box got thinner, Merriam-Webster Dictionary added the word shrinkflation. But at least you can see it by looking at unit price. Now an invisible ripoff. Skimpflation. When Smart Balance Spread reduced the share of vegetable oil by 40%, one customer complained that it spits all over when frying an egg and doesn't melt on toast. Maker ConAgra quickly, quote, heard the feedback and decided to return to previous recipes. So it pays to squawk if, for instance, that 1,000-sheet roll of Scott toilet paper feels thinner. One shopper who weighed it and found it 20% lighter posted that quality has gone down the toilet. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Dutch Devin here from MyPillow. You've helped build MyPillow into the incredible company that it is. The great night's sleep you get from the pillows and the sheets. Well, now let's talk about the six-piece towel set, shall we? This set is made with cotton grown in the United States, making it extremely absorbent, provides that soft feel that you look for in a towel. Set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths. Retails usually for $89.98. Right now, you can get it for the low price of $39.98. That's it. For all the people listening to the Good Day program, $39.98. For an $89.98 value, those towels are great. I use them every day in my baths and my showers. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, get this insanely low price of $39.98, the six-piece towel set. Enter the promo code DS at...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The Justice Department is seeking the breakup of Google's business model involving its digital advertising across much of the Internet. Papers filed in federal court in Virginia alleges that Google abuses monopoly power in the ad tech industry, hurting web publishers and advertisers that try to use competing products. Attorney General Merrick Garland on Tuesday.
For 15 years, Google has pursued a course of anti-competitive conduct that has allowed it to halt the rise of rival technologies, manipulate auction mechanics to insulate itself from competition, and force advertisers and publishers to use its tools.
The FBI retrieved a small number of documents in sealed boxes with classified document markings from former Vice President Mike Pence's Carmel, Indiana home earlier this month. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Good day,
Karen.
It's going to be a good day.
It has been a good day. Rolling back into the focus on today, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Doug. Jay Kirshner is along with me with questions and answers, things that are funny, things that are serious. This is kind of funny. This is from the Enough is Enough department, I think, Jay. This is the story of a father who went viral the other day for a text telling his family that he couldn't keep up with the steady stream of messages in their group chat. Sounds like what we were talking about with Kelly and her husband, in a manner of speaking. So Allison D'Orazio sharing a screenshot of a text her father, Thomas, sent to their family explaining he couldn't handle the pressure of interacting with their every text.
I know. Do I really have to like an LOL every single thing people text? We're family. I'm supposed to not have to be a part of this. Because I feel like most of us can agree. Yeah. I'm in a family chat. We have a couple different ones where it's just my mom, my sister, and I, then one that includes our husbands, one that includes my two nieces as well. But
your father's out, though. He's not a part of it.
I know he's in it. He's the one that texts the most. But there are times where we're part, like I am part of a group text that it's not my family. It's just somebody that wants to give out quick information rather than text everybody. They will text a group and they will even specify, this is just informational. If you have questions, text me separately. Don't text the group. And you will have people that just keep texting. And it's people you don't even know. There are all these numbers that you don't even know. And they're just texting. And all of a sudden, you're like, how do I get off of this chain that is blowing up my phone for the next 3 days?
Mm-hmm. Like, is it, can you ignore it? That's, well, that'd be my way of just deleting it.
Yeah,
ignoring
it,
deleting it.
Yeah, you can block it and everything. But this dad, it was just, he was just like, consider everything else you do in life, liked, loved, LOL'd, good.
That's crazy.
I think it's great. Leave me off of this.
Yeah, leave me alone if you love me. So here's the background story for all, I guess maybe the big story in terms of California shootings, even though there have been three in the past week. The circumstances and what people are shouting from the rooftops about in Monterey Park. 11 people at that dance hall. So he knew that these people would be in there. And it brings to light a whole different, you know, we were talking about this lady who was 101, was it? Or 111 or something, however.
Yeah, 101,
she was a dancer,
that's still dancing.
Ballet. Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. Dancing is a big thing. It's never been a big thing for me or in my family, but I know lots of people who go dancing all the time. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about the older you are, they have cruises now. When I was in, I was down Long Beach on Sunday. And the most humongous cruise liner I've ever seen in my life is at the port of Los Angeles loading passengers. I'm just wondering to myself how, I counted there were 14 stories of staterooms on this, on the deck of, you know, 14 high.
Yeah, it's basically a hotel on the ocean. It's a resort.
How the damn thing stays afloat. You got to wonder what kind of engineering goes into keeping these things, the ballast where it's supposed to be and, you know, all that stuff. At any rate, so this is a dance cruise. I was visiting a friend and we were talking about all the cruises that go out of there. This happened to have been a dance cruise. And then I'm thinking about all of the dancing and things that people do. It's great exercise. It's a nice way to have community, to share, yada, yada, yada.
Let loose, get the energy out. Even when people don't go on dance cruises or to dance class type of things, going to clubs, going to concerts.
Yeah.
You let your guard down when there's music around and you're just letting loose.
Well, apparently this group of people in this hall, they party every night. They have the immigration situation with these Asians. They find themselves in a group. You know, most groups find their own. And this is a group of people that go all the time. They celebrate their lives and the fact they made it to America and they're living a life that would be a whole lot different than what it was back where they came from. And so they, you know, the families go out, the husband and wife or whoever, every single night. There's a dance party. And so that's what is part of what we perhaps don't know, or the background story or another piece of the pie when it comes to these people. It isn't just a Saturday night dance thing. It's an every night dance thing. And so this fellow apparently knew that, whatever the other thing that was going on with, it could have been his wife or whomever, but it's just very interesting to see as a part of the background story that this hall has dance parties every single night, and a lot of the same people come almost every night to go dancing. So, anyway, there's that. The situation in Washington. I'll take my time to go through this and hold my breath. But I can't hold my breath and tell you the story at the same time, so I guess I'll let it all hang out.
Let it all out.
There's a big to-do now. The Republicans who don't like guys like Adam Schiff, he's the congressman from Los Angeles. I don't much like him. I always say he comes from my hometown. He was raised and went to school in Framingham and then moved out to California. So anyway, there's a to-do between Kevin McCarthy, who now is the Speaker of the House, and the Democratic counterpart. And I think his name is Hakeem Jeffries, right? He's a New York Democrat. Yeah, Taki Jeffries. So anyway, McCarthy gets this letter from Jeffries saying that Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell, both of them California Democrats, and so in order to be Democrats in California, you have to be left of Lily the Goose. And so these guys are not popular with the Republicans, and he wants to put them on the Intelligence Committee, which is probably one of the most important and one of the most sought-after seats, very powerful, the Intelligence Committee. So the Republicans want to keep them off of the committee, and the Democrats say, nope, that's who we're putting up there. They're also expected to send over... I never can pronounce her name correctly. Her last name is Omar. Ilhan, is that how you pronounce her name? Ilhan Omar? Anyway,
I always just hear people call her Omar.
Yeah. Anyway, she's from Minnesota. She's supposed to be on the House Foreign Affairs Committee, and there are a lot of people who don't think that's a great idea either. I don't know what to think.
But why?
Frankly.
I always hear this, the whole...
well, because the Republicans...
This isn't a good idea, that's not a good idea, and
that's because
nobody
really
goes into the why of it.
Well,
or
the why's...
What would be better?
When it comes to Omar, is that she is of foreign birth, or at least foreign extraction, so they think or say. I don't actually know. I know she... wears the garb of a Middle Easterner, but, you know, that's part of America.
Yeah, she's born in Somalia.
Somalia, okay. So anyway, but she's, she doesn't, a lot of these people, she's no different than Marjorie Taylor Greene, as far as I'm concerned. They're extremists. Omar is an extremist, and you don't hear much of AOC anymore. I don't know why, but she's an extremist for sure. Marjorie Taylor Greene is an extremist. Boebert is an extremist. Now, here it is. I'm a man talking about four women who are in Congress who I claim to be extremists. Does that sound sexist? Because I say these, I don't come up with any men who are extremists.
Ahead, come up with some men.
Schiff is an extremist. I'm happy to put him into that category. And then there's Nutbird Santos, who is, his political stripes are right of Attila the Hun. Never mind the rest of this stuff and being a lying SOB. So there's, yeah, on both sides, there's a punch bowl. And so what happened to the average American who's looking for the representation that he or she deserves? We don't deserve Adam Schiff. We don't deserve Omar What's-Her-Face. We don't deserve Santos. They are not speaking for America. They may have a small group of people that they represent, and maybe it's a growing group, but it certainly is not the majority. So now we have these people that are going to try to just to make a point or to stir the pot or whatever it is to make fun of the America, make fun of the Republicans. And so the controversy continues. In the meantime, you and I are not being represented really at all because these people are fighting among themselves. It's a turf war. And your interest and my interest, the business of the people, for example, there still isn't really a budget. There's nobody, people will tell you, oh, we're all set. No, we're not all set. And so here we go. And meanwhile, I'm looking at some of the other, Kristen Sinema, I think there was a big to-do with, I saw Newt Gingrich on some show. I'm sure it was a Fox show as I was flipping around the channels yesterday, drying off from my shower. And so Newt's talking about Joe Manchin and whether he's going to be a Republican and should he run for president and da-da. And then he, in the same breath, talks about Kristen Sinema and how she might better be serving her own needs and the people that she's serving by being at least an independent. Well, she is an independent, so how about a Republican? And then, so now some guy who is from the progressive wing of the Democratic Party is going to run for her Senate seat because the progressives or the Democrats or the Hispanics or whomever aren't being represented by her. How do you represent everybody? I guess that's the challenge. If I were a congressperson or in any political theater, I'd want to take a poll almost every day as to what my constituents wanted me to do. I'm not there to serve me. I'm there to serve you.
Exactly. And not only the people who, the donors. the big massive donors who helped you get to those positions.
Yeah, it's right.
Like those are the ones.
Yeah, exactly. Meanwhile, the Oath Keepers, there were four of them that were, I think, found guilty. It's the charge was seditious conspiracy for January 6th, and they were happy to tell you that the reason they did it was to keep Donald Trump in office. Huh? my heavens.
Yeah. Right. What else do you say other than my husband?
You know,
really?
Right. You know, really? It's back to the whole Nancy Pelosi wasn't fair, and hello, she's not there anymore. Well, she's still a congressperson, but she has no power, really. So why are we paying attention to her? She's an easy person to target, right? Easy for that. On the plane coming back, I was looking at an old 2-3 year old. It was just before the elections. A Saturday Night Live skit. Alec Baldwin playing Trump, and Jim, what's his face, playing Biden. Jim. Mm-hmm. You know who I mean? Begins with a C. Anyway, so he's playing Biden, and they're back and forth with each other, and it was funny, but yet it wasn't funny. It was more sad to look at the stuff and to see how it's gotten, you know, I suppose politics always makes for comedic relief if we look at it that way. But I don't know. I don't feel like there's anything funny going on now. It's funny, odd, funny,
amusing. Oh, Jim Carrey, when he did it.
Carrey. Right. Thank you, Jim Carrey. Yeah. So, anyway, you know, it's the quirks of the two characters and whether that's all about, I don't know. I just... Okay, Doug, take a deep breath and tell everybody it's 48 past the hour on Good Day.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
America's longest-running morning radio magazine.
You will like this program if you are new to it. There's something for everybody to like about the Good Day program, if I do say so myself. Doug Stephan, who else is going to say it if I don't, I guess? Right? Let's hear it for Doug. Yay! Jay Kirshner. The Doug Stephan Good Day Download with Doug and Jay Kirshner.
The longest-running radio morning magazine is on usapodcasting.com. The Good Day Download.
People ask me often, what am I doing while I'm doing the program? I don't understand where that kicked that. That's a question that would seem to have an obvious answer. I'm doing the program while I'm doing the program. Well, yeah, but what else do you do? Well, if you must know, I'm having cucumbers for breakfast today.
Subscribe to the Good Day Download now at usapodcasting.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR. ADR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stockwell brings his own brand of medicine and medical information to those of you who are following him and what he does at his clinic out in Salt Lake City. He's a Nuka chiropractor, GAPS practitioner, and has nothing but a world of information and experience. So that makes for great broadcasting. Also, Dr. Ken Kronhaus and his research and what he presents from, let's say, the other side of the coin here as service items for you. GoodDayHealthShow.com is where you go. This sounds like the conversation Jack and I are about to have, though, sounds like something that I discussed last week on another program that I do called The American Family Farmer. This doesn't, I'm not meaning this, Jack, to sound like a promotion for everything I do, but they overlap. The research that I talked about last week on the American Family Farmer program is the same info that you're calling our attention to now that links glyphosate, the main ingredient in Roundup, with cancer, as well as damage to other things that may be the most important part of our being. Yes?
Mm-hmm. Well, absolutely. And this just came out last week from the Journal of the National Cancer Institute. I mean, you know, this wasn't some poorly funded study somewhere.
It's not one of your usual.
No, but they looked at the, now who is most exposed to
farmers.
Farm products? Farmers are, of course, and that's why it was on your show.
Yeah.
So they looked at the glyphosate levels that were in the urine of farmers and found out there are these markers. There are these markers showing up that shows the blood cancers like lymphoma, myeloma, leukemia, a much higher incidence in these kinds of cancers among farmers than somebody that would be working, you know, at a computer all day in some high-rise office in Manhattan.
Right.
Not that might not contribute to it,
yeah.
But the fact is that they would have a lot less glyphosate present in their bloodstream.
Yeah.
And so they're kind of dancing around this because of the power of Monsanto, but Monsanto is now owned by Bayer.
More power.
The largest drug company in the world.
Yep. And I'm happy to always point out the Bayer product. I actually use a Bayer product to Bayer back and body when I have muscle spasms and stuff. That doesn't mean I have to like them. Their history comes from their original job, or their original company. They changed their name after World War II because the original company was responsible for making the gas that was used to gas 6 million Jews. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway.
Von B.
Yep. So,
the kind of history that exists almost in every large mega corporation is not necessarily the prettiest stuff.
No,
but the important thing is that this was published by the National Cancer Institute, and they said, yeah, we're finding more in evidence. It's contributing to the overall evidence that associates glyphosate with exposure and oxidative stress in humans that contends to create the markers that show increases in lymphoma, myeloma, leukemia. Bottom line, stay the hell away from glyphosate.
Roundup. Stay away
but
from
the problem is,
Roundup.
Well, and they've got ready. They got ready. They could round up for this and round up for that. And
right.
All the kinds of variations that they've made for it. You know, the original glyphosate course killed anything that was green.
Well, you know, one of the things that this points out, Jack, and this goes into a discussion that we were having a few minutes ago. You probably were listening to us when I was talking about not being served by your representation or your congressman, your senator is, and how much they're in the tank, in the bag for companies like Monsanto and Bayer because of how much they contribute to their campaigns. There is no reason on God's green earth that this product should still be available to anybody, but yet it is. Because these people pay to make sure that they still are in business. The thing that's a tragedy is that the information, these people have so much money, they can contradict the information that comes from people like you and me that basically is crying almost in the wilderness, hey, listen, look at how bad this stuff is. It changes your DNA. It gives you cancer, and yet you're still using it.
Yeah, exactly.
And
they can throw a bunch of money together to fund another study by some other group somewhere else.
That'll show it's okay.
Well, there might be some association. It's not like you've been told.
So then why does Bayer have a $5 billion war chest set aside to give to people who are, there are like 80,000 cases against Bayer and Roundup.
Yep.
And so why is that? Okay, hello, knock, knock. Anybody home? Somebody's got to figure that out. Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. It's 59 past the hour.
Greases.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.